In the past few years, many states, including Vermont, have embarked on hundreds of road and bridge construction projects, and most of these projects were paid for with a large amount of federal funds. But now there's a problem. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is running out of money, and unless Congress acts to put more money in the fund, many projects could be delayed this summer. Sue Minter is the Deputy Secretary of the Vermont Transportation Agency. She says she's very concerned about this situation.
Congress has some very serious work to do to fill the Highway Trust Fund and ensure that Vermont and every Department of Transportation across the country has enough money to actually pay for its obligations with the projects they are in construction.
Minter predicts that dozens of Vermont projects will have to be put on hold if Congress doesn't act soon to resolve this funding problem.
Will we need to slow down projects that we anticipate starting very soon? Should we be putting out to bid projects for which we are not yet certain that we will have federal money to pay for?
And Minter says these projects have a direct impact on the Vermont economy.
Transportation dollars not only are about building roads and bridges, it's about good jobs in the construction industry, and it's about sustaining our economic growth. So all of those things are really at risk.
Congressman Peter Welch says it's critical for Congress to act on this issue, and he says he'll support efforts to raise new money for the Highway Fund.
We've got to come up with the revenues and whatever it is that we have to do in order to make certain that our Highway Trust Fund has the funds it needs. I'm going to be supportive of that.
Welch says House Republican leaders oppose raising the federal gas tax to provide additional revenue for the Highway Trust Fund. He says it's a case where an anti-tax ideology is preventing a common-sense solution.
You simply don't have roads go through winters that we've had without damage and then have this illusion that somehow spring is going to fix the problems. You got to put money in the fund. You got to get people out on the road. You got to get our contractors to work.
Welch says he also wants any new transportation funding bill to give local and state officials more flexibility in how they use these federal funds. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.